This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Luke Connolly from Bishop Fenwick High School, Fenwick Football, and our Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Luke, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on the award. And first up, let's go right to the football piece of it. And, tell us a bit about this season. How would you kind of characterize the season? Had some big wins, but also suffered some L's as well this year.
Yeah, definitely probably the most interesting season I've been a part of. Obviously, over the summer when we found out about the MIAA, that was really big thing for all of us. So every game kind of went out there and just left it all on the field. That was kind of our motivation for every game, you know. And we started off to a great start, 4-0. And, you know, the couple losses we've suffered, obviously not what we wanted in the year, but we're still keeping our heads high every game. And what we can do, that's what we control, and what we can't control. And at the end of the day, we all just stay together as one team. And, you know, if someone goes down injured or anything like that, next man steps up, and we've all done a great job of just staying together and getting through every game as a unit.
Well, adversity seemed to be, you were wearing that label as a team for sure for the things that you mentioned, but right away in game one over at Marblehead where I was at this year, Bryce Lehman, the quarterback, your quarterback went down in that game.
Yeah, that was definitely a very big, one of the biggest games to go through adversity-wise this year, definitely.
Yeah, and that's certainly a tough blow for him, and feel for him as well, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, Luke, what about you as a football player? You're one of these guys that if you were to look at the if you were to follow the write ups every week, let's say in the newspapers about Fenwick football, your name would get in there. But I'm going to make this case that if I go to a Fenwick football game, I'm seeing your number on both sides of the football all the time, it seems like. So tell us about your role on that team, offensively and defensively.
Well, start off defensively. I play strong safety, and I've been starting at the position since my sophomore year. So I've really, I get better and better at the position every year, definitely. And I'm usually at strong safety, but a couple times this year I've had to do man-on-man matchups with their best receiver versus me the whole game, which is something that I didn't really do the last year, so it's something that I got to get better at every game. And then a couple games, I would play the outside linebacker position, depending on who we were playing. So really anywhere that they wanted me to play at and adapt to, I was ready to do that. And then offensively, my main position was slot receiver, but obviously with Bryce going down and a couple other factors in the pass game, we had to run a lot more. So I was playing a lot of running backs and even QB sometimes. I would step into play, whether it was Wildcat or if I had to throw the ball, I'd throw it, and when I'd have to run the ball, I'd run it. So really anywhere that they needed me, I would go and play. And I also, special teams-wise, I return punts and kickoffs, and I run down there on kickoff, too.
Yeah, no, all over. That's what I'm talking about. The other thing, too, is that I remember being at a number of games, Luke, where, you know, you're talking about playing safety, so you're the deep guy, but yet you're making tackles at the line of scrimmage as well.
Yes, definitely. I mean, obviously, the best part is just to be able to come up and hit kids, and that's kind of like my game plan, to just kind of come up full speed, square them up, and just get them behind the, don't let them get any yardage every game.
That would do it. You know, so let me just jump to a couple of other sports. We'll get to the academic piece in just a moment, as it is a student athlete award. Just quickly, wrestling. That starts soon and not too long from now. And tell us about your weight class and some of your success you've had wrestling over the years.
So weight class this year, I'm going to be wrestling 165. And over the years, my sophomore year, I was a sectional champion in my junior year, and I placed second in D2 states last year, third at D2 states my sophomore year. And then both years I placed third place in the All-State tournament. And then I went to New England, and I placed top eight in New England both years.
That is outstanding. And what about in the spring, lacrosse? I know less about your role in lacrosse than I do, but I know Phil Stacey must follow you closely in lacrosse. So tell me about your role in lacrosse.
So my role in lacrosse, ever since my freshman year, actually, I've started at the face-off position. That's been my main role, but over the more years, I've started to use the long pole at LSM. And defense midi, I play that a lot too. And then this year I'm going to be a captain, so obviously my role will be a little bit bigger. But I'll still stay. I'll be taking all the face-offs, and then I'm going to work in some long pole, and maybe I'll play some offensive midi sometimes too. You know,
I know you're still waiting on the college situation for next fall. Being a senior here at Fenwick this year. You don't have to tell us the schools that you're looking at, but I know you're looking at a bunch of schools for engineering, for that kind of piece, but also to play sports. And what sports do you think you might be able to play at the college level?
So looking to play, I'm a play football. That's what I've been getting recruited for, to play at the college level.
Yeah. All right. So we'll wish you good luck with that. Big decision coming up there in the months ahead for sure. Let's go to the academic piece. At the high school, your favorite subject would be mathematics, science, physics. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, overall, mathematics, but is probably my favorite subject. But my favorite class that I take is AP Physics.
AP Physics. That's what you're taking right now?
Yeah.
All right. And what is it that you like about physics?
I really just like the concepts that we learn, kind of like the labs too. Like the labs are really like hands on. You get to do all these really cool and experiences and stuff like that that you wouldn't really do in any other class. And you get to kind of see how the world like works, how things function, all that stuff. So that just really always interests me. Plus, I was always really good at math. So both combined just kind of definitely, I kind of fell in love with it.
All right. I also love asking the athletes this question, too, about an inspirational teacher or two that you might have had or have at Fenwick. And it doesn't have to be a physics or a science teacher or a math teacher. But what teacher kind of has inspired or teachers have inspired you while at Fenwick?
One of the ones that comes to mind is probably who he is, my physics teacher, but also my theology teacher. It's also our priest, Father Bernetti. He's definitely a really inspiration to me, not just in the classroom, but he's just like, he's a very like wise person, very influential on me and like the things I do. And he cares about him. He cares about all his students. He's a good teacher. It's just someone that I always look forward to going to class with, and I've had him since my sophomore year.
That's great. That's a great story. All right. National Honor Society. So you're in the National Honor Society. And tell me about that, as a matter of fact. What does that involve?
National Honor Society involves a lot of community service and giving back to people around you, whether it's through food drives or helping out at the all aboard or open houses, which stuff I've all helped out at, any of that stuff or stuff that you find on your own. Like last year I helped out with the National Cancer Society. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do to help give back to the society as a whole.
All right. I want to, is there anything else you want to mention about the award or about the Fenwick experience, so to speak?
Maybe about like the Fenwick experience, just that like it's definitely probably one of the best decisions I've made to go to Fenwick. You know, every eighth grader always is like nervous to where am I going to go, this and that. But I think that Fenwick was just like a perfect fit for me and so many people because it's so welcoming and inviting. The coaches are great, the teachers are great, the faculty is great. So I think everything about Fenwick is just a positive. Even through all the hardships you face this year, we all stay positive as a unit, and I think that's a really special thing.
Well, I want to ask you, here's my last question. I want to ask you about your role, your family's role, because your family's a big athletic family. Your dad, the athletic director, former football coach and so on at Salem High School. Former athlete, of course, himself at Salem High. Your brothers and so on. So tell me about the Connolly athleticism, if you will, the family athletes. Give me the rundown.
Well, obviously, my dad played in college at Ithaca. He played football and he wrestled. And my mom played lacrosse there. That's how they met. And now my brother is the starting strong safety at Ithaca for football. And then my little brother, he's playing middle linebacker with me at Fenwick right now. He's a sophomore. And then my sister is in the fifth grade, and she's kind of at that age where she's doing everything. She's doing lacrosse, gymnastics, dance, soccer. So obviously, playing sports definitely runs through the family. So, you know, we're always, every weekend, we're up at my brother's games. Then we come back to my sister's games. Then we go to our games the Friday night. So it's a really definitely athletic family all together.
Yeah, you know the way out on the Mass, on the New York State Thruway out to Ithaca, do you?
Yeah, I think I do by now. I think I could do it.
I think you could do it without the GPS, yeah, probably. Yeah.
GPS.
So here's my last question then. Who gives you the best advice for football? Is it your dad or your mom?
I think football-wise, just in general, like football knowledge, is definitely my dad, just because he's been around it for so long.
I was just trying to embarrass your dad. Go ahead, though. Finish that. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Luke.
So definitely my dad. He just knows the ins and outs of football. He's been around it for so long, so he definitely knows how to. He knows how to, you know, get me hyped up before a game, and he knows how to correct me when I'm wrong and all that stuff that any father really is going to do, but he definitely knows how to do it in a very influential way for football.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, Luke, great talking with you. Congrats again on the award, and best of luck for whatever you end up doing in the next fall at college. But also, you still have a lot to go this senior year at Fenwick with the wrestling and of course lacrosse as well. But best of luck, and Luke, thanks again, and congrats.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Luke Connolly from Bishop Fenwick High School, Moynihan Lumber, Student Athlete of the Month here on MSONewsSports.com.